This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you today?
Good morning, Sir Brad. K2PCB here. I am doing quite fine this morning. As I am cruising along here, I had somebody just pass me with what looked like a 2-meter antenna on the back of their car. Now, that could be misleading. It could be some other business band radio or something they have in there. But yeah, they had a permanent mount in the trunk lid. Maybe they're affiliated with the police department or something or whatnot. But that was cool. I'm sure your eyes are probably now starting to spot things like that more. Antennas on vehicles, antennas on cars. At least that's what it was like for me. As soon as I started getting into the hobby, I would start seeing them everywhere. And then, you know, you're cruising along and maybe cruising through a parking lot. And you're like, oh, there's a like something with a call sign. Who is it? And Lynn's always the one to look them up and see if it's somebody I know or see where they're from. And, yeah, it's silly, but, yeah, we do that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'm not too bad this morning. It's not raining. Looks like it did, though. The ground's pretty wet. I'm okay with that. How's your day shaping up?
Starting to see antennas more on homes. And a few more vehicles, but definitely houses. I see antennas, and I go, oh yeah, there's a ham radio operator. So far, so good today. Got to do some reloading for tonight, and then do some stuff around the house. I got to put together a gift for our grandson who turns 5 tomorrow. So that'll be fun. So I'll be busy.
Oh yeah, seems like they're all over the place. I forget who it was. Was it Nick? Lynn and I went to a 5-year-old birthday party on Sunday. I want to say it was Nick. Might have been telling me he went to one. Somebody was going to one. Maybe it wasn't Nick. And then you say you're having a birthday coming up there. Yeah, that's cool. All these kids coming up. That's awesome. Yeah. I spent a little bit of time yesterday, not a lot, minutes. Wasn't more than a half hour at all, putting my MMDVM board on my Raspberry Pi that I have slated for it. And that seemed to go well. I am just now working on the firmware update. Not necessary, but to enable future state modes, I need to go up one level in firmware. But the message I'm getting back is saying that the firmware is locked by the manufacturer. But I know that there is a unlock option by soldering two, they're actually GPIO pins together, or putting a dip switch in there. So I need to find out which two those are and have that update. And the board's cheap enough where if anything is damaged, I don't mind replacing it, but... So that's what I was working on last night. Monday night would have been Ross's fire hall night for their firematic training, so we'll see how things are with him. We do have Mark in here, it looks like. Well, it's either Mark or Ross. Somebody's in here on Echolink. So let's turn it over to our Echolink user. This is K2PCB.
Morning, Travis. Morning, Brad. Just taking my garbage out this morning. I figured I'd try the EchoLink, see how that's working.
Yeah, the EchoLink, aside from the dragging rolling of the trash can, it sounds pretty decent. It'd be interesting to compare the audio between Mark and yourself, and Brad and myself. I was listening to some of it. I know, Brad, you're just a little bit lower than us. I think I mentioned that the other day. So I don't know if talking to the mic would help. Talking closer to the mic would help. And I might even tell Mark the next time we hear him in here to bump this Echo Link audio gain up one level. They're in staggered dB intervals. You can set it up in the app, so maybe I'll ask him if he can bump it up one. Yeah, other than that, maybe we can get some kind of rotation going. And it looks like they're doing some kind of construction down Broadway. Oh, they're putting up new guardrails. That's what they're doing here. They have all the posts laid out, ready to be pounded into the ground. And I'm sure pounded, maybe driven is the right term, into the ground. And yeah, it looks like they've got them all lined up, so they'll be going to town here today. All right, Brad. I know you sound like you have some reloading to do for the evening. Anything else going on? This is KTPCB.
No, that's the only activity for tonight. Now that I've got extra time, I'll end up probably cleaning the pool this morning. Like I said, and I got to put that one gift together. So, other than that, it's going to be a quiet day, but it should be a good day with the sunshine today instead of getting caught in the rain like it did last night when I took the grandkids to the playground. We ended up having to call for the rescue because it was raining down pretty good and it was too far of a walk. We'd have been soaked by the time we got back.
Yeah, Ross, let us know when you're in the truck and we'll get a rotation going. Kind of go around in a circle here if that works out well. That's cool that you were able to phone a friend to get a pickup. That's convenient. And it definitely sucks when you're out on those long walks, long rides, and you don't have a way to get back. I remember 1 year. I wasn't all that far away. I was only out on 20A, maybe 20A and 2-Rod, and I had a bicycle issue, and, you know, I called back, and I wanted my dad to bring me some tools, and he said, oh, you want me to just pick you up? And, just come pick me up. And the reality of it is probably what I really wanted. I just didn't want to repair it there in the gas station parking lot. Picking me up was just fine. And it reminds me of another time, sort of similar. I didn't have a bike breakdown, but I was riding out, and I made it out by Alcott. And it was like one of those festival weekends. I don't know if it was the Pirate Festival or something was going on. And I called back, and I talked to my folks and said, hey, you know, this festival's going on out here. It's early. You guys want to come meet me out here? And when we were out there and the day was done, and maybe I'll just ride back with you guys rather than riding my bike back. And that's what I did. That was a long ride that day, even though I didn't get a ride home. So, yeah, just thinking about that kind of stuff. Ross, did you make it in the truck yet? KTPCB.
Yes, I am. I am mobile. I had a lot of garbage this week. I don't know why. We didn't do anything special, but, a lot of garbage. We did clean out the garage a little bit, so maybe that's what it's from. So, have to see how Brad's doing this morning. Good morning, Brad. I don't know if you can hear me yet. Probably get that antenna up a little bit higher. That might help him. Actually, I should probably be doing this through Echo Link, so he can actually hear me better. Maybe we'll do it that way.
So that was a good question for you, Brad. Were you able to hear Ross just now? Yeah, sometimes I think I double with the ID. Yeah, so Brad, were you able to hear Ross when he came in there before, just now?
No, I wasn't able to hear Ross. The radio, it met the squelch, it beat the squelch, and I could hear static, or it would just kick on, but I did not hear Ross at all. This is KE2GDQ.
Okay, he was going in to his node RF on his side, which means only the opposite side of the node, so that would be the network side of the system, would be able to hear it. And he came in booming on my side to the point where I had to turn the volume down a little bit. Yeah, so he enabled the Echolink connection yesterday, and got that up and running. So that would allow him to get in on the network side and be able to transmit out on RF, which is the way that you are listening to it and the way he would normally get into it. Because it is a simplex node, obviously the audio can only go in one direction, RF to digital, digital to RF, unlike a repeater which uses two frequencies as one input frequency and everyone listens on the output frequency. And the digital comes in and goes out on the output frequency always, and RF to digital always. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. It's not a coordinated repeater. But, yeah, he was saying he was going to try to activate Echolink and get in that way to make the communication all throughout a little more seamless. We'll see how he did. This is K2PCB.
All right, Brad, you should be able to hear me better now. I'm going through my Echolink connection. Surprisingly, I could hear your RF at my house. So you're making the trip pretty good from all the inches you can. Seem to hear me back. I do have it up on 50 watts, which is the max this radio can put out. But, if you just bring a spot, that's probably not very good. Yeah, good morning, Brad. I heard some conversations you had from reloading of your rounds. Is that for tonight, or is that for some weekend shooting that you're going to be doing?
The reloading for today will be for tonight. I may actually end up doing some more reloading for this weekend. I have just a regular shoot on Friday night, and then a banquet on Saturday where we do a shoot-off. Hopefully I can make that. I've got to do some stuff with my daughter early Saturday morning.
I got a question for you guys. If my calendaring skills are correct, we have a Father's Day coming up this weekend, and aside from my card, I haven't secured anything. I was curious if you mentioned your daughter, Brad. Is she doing anything for you this Father's Day, or Ross? Do you have anything going on? Any suggestions for me? I did have another gift card. I mentioned we went out last weekend to a new quesadilla place. I have a gift card or certificate for a barbecue place, and I was thinking about recommending that maybe my dad and I or family meet up out there. And any other suggestions you guys can toss my way?
Well, Travis, we're going out to Greg's in Clarence. If you're so motivated to do so. Evelyn likes to go strawberry picking, and it's a good time. Strawberries, as you know, are in season now. So, we go out there. We go out there to pick them. We're not quite down here, Alley. You get free ice cream there. Fridays for you. Father's Day. So my dad, I usually get him, he likes going to the NOCO to get his Prada morning. He's still working at 80 years old. So, for you, I don't know if you want to go him, I don't know if he's into, looking at the Navy ship on the water, I don't know if that's still a thing there, or, if he likes looking at, I don't know if there's a car show going on somewhere. I don't know, someplace you want to take them to go see that. I don't have too many ideas, but let's see.
with my daughter and, you know, husband and their family, I'm sure they'll be spending Father's Day with him. My son being in Boston, he'll probably call me. But other than that, my dad had everything he needed, so I never, after the last few years, I didn't have to do anything other than send him a card. Plus, probably living in Olean, it made it a little more difficult to see him at times.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm getting to right now. He keeps saying that, my dad keeps saying that he doesn't need anything, and I know he's slowing down a bit, and it's kind of interesting, funny in a way, but not that my youngest sister, who still lives home, does a good majority of the upkeep of the house. She does all the lawn mowing and a lot of the snow blowing. My dad will help out, but I think he's more of an overseer these days. I guess he's not that old. He's in his late 70s, right? Let's see. Yeah, late 70s. Yeah, Greg's you peck it. We've been out there definitely for blueberry pecking season, but we haven't been out there in a couple of years. That would be a nice outing. I know whatever we do, we'd have to find something to take my mom along. And my mom is diabetic, so you have to be careful with if it's a food option. So we'll see. But that's an interesting suggestion. That's kind of like a family friendly, definitely good for Evelyn, outing like that. That's kind of a cool idea, or something along those lines. I'll have to think about that. Even just taking a ride out to, sit by the river or a lake and have a small kind of simple picnic would be nice too. You have to throw out some of those suggestions. I see another Echolink customer has arrived, so I think I'll throw it back to you, Mark. This is KTPCB. Okay, maybe Mark is just listening along here. And but I've got 6:43, so I might sneak away here in a few minutes. I know Ross was on the road, obviously Brad's in there, and I do see two Echolink connections. So I'm pretty sure that's Mark, maybe just not in a position to chat in there with the group. But, today's Tuesday. Okay, yeah, plenty of time. Maybe I'll make this my over and depart from the group, but I'll catch up with you guys tomorrow. I'll probably listen as I'm walking in, but I'll sign off here. This is K2PCP. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, Travis, leave a little pause in there, see if Mark comes in. So, yep, I will see you at work. This is KC2PC. So, Brad, so other ventures have you gone on since you've retired? I know shooting's one of them. Seems like you're still immersed in that, which is cool. I never got into shooting. I do have a .22. That's just more of a home protection type deal for that. I don't even know. I haven't shot that probably at least 20 years. I should probably take it once and go shooting with it just to make sure it still shoots straight to actually shoot at all. I'm sure the rounds I probably have are probably not the best either. I should probably go see if I could get some new rounds for it.
If you decide to do that, clean it first. Make sure that there's no dust bunnies down the barrel or anything. As long as the ammunition was kept in a cool, dry spot, that should be fine. There's people that have shot 100-year-old ammunition, and it's shot perfectly fine. So you should be good. Just clean it first, and then give it a try.
Yeah, I will definitely try that. I had to put a, for my own safety and for Evelyn's, I had to put a trigger guard on it with the lock so I can still keep in the house, but doesn't accidentally get into the hands of some small little girl that I have at home. So she, keep her safe. I did have the clip, like, right above, it's in my closet, it's right above, there, where the clip is, but, yeah, I've heard of, people having accidents at home. I definitely don't want that to be in my house. So, yeah, so I bought the trigger lock. It's amazing how, I don't know if she would be able to figure out how to actually get the clip in and actually cock it enough to load one round into the chamber. I don't know how kids do that, but I guess if they watch it enough, I guess they can do it.
Yeah, they pick up things pretty quickly. I definitely see that in my grandkids. But I think it's like anything else. If you tell them it's a dangerous tool, just like your circular saw or your drill or your hammer, you just have to use the punger, drill it into their head, that it's dangerous and you don't touch. That's obviously the first step. But you've done the right thing. Put the trigger lock on it. All mine are in a safe. So when the kids are over, there's nothing out for them. So that's how I do it. This is KE2-GDQ.
Good morning, gentlemen. Sorry, I had to replace all the water in my animal's thing, so when Travis was talking, I couldn't really respond, so I just want to say good morning, and definitely if you have that gun, exercise that right, take it out, shoot it, enjoy it. And I shoot quite a bit here. One of the reasons Tennessee was a draw for me. It's a very firearm-friendly state, so I enjoy shooting a lot. As for cleaning, I've shot a lot of guns, over a couple hundred to a thousand rounds without cleaning them. But definitely cleaning them. They've been sitting for a while, doesn't hurt. I've cleaned them, quite a bit too. I'll train my, especially my handgun, I'll train it to failure because it's so dirty it'll start failing on me, so I can fail and train to malfunctions. But it's definitely a good thing to do. Make sure you do that and exercise those rights that we have. By the way, K4 GTA.
Yeah, definitely, Mark. You live in a gun-free state, which is really good. That's instead of living behind the Iron Curtain here in New York.
Yes, but even if you guys are still up there, I know my parents are still up there. My dad was very big into competition shooting and basically stopped just because all the restrictions they have done. Hopefully things turn around in New York. Unfortunately, bigger cities kind of rule the state's policy. We all know that if you look at the map and most of New York City is all votes red except those certain counties that open big cities. I mean, politics aside, it is a right that we have as an American, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever you have. So something that we should protect along with freedom of speech. I think those things go hand in hand. Just enjoying the stuff that our founding fathers fought for is huge. Even ham radio you can think of as exercising the rights, freedom of speech. Obviously there are certain restrictions. You have to do testing and all that stuff, but if you don't use the privileges and the rights that we have, lose them.
Yep, good morning, Mark. It's Ross. Definitely, I know the laws, I know they've clamped down quite a bit on the gun laws around here. I know I hear a lot of the hunters that I know bellyache about it and everything. And I know a lot of concealed carry people don't like it either, but I'm not very much into guns, but like I said, I have one at home just for safety. But, all right, I got to get into work, guys. You guys enjoy. I'll leave everything connected up for you. You can talk. So it's KF4DDR and KD2 GDQ. Yeah, I'll get it. I should write this stuff down. I'm actually doing it by memory. So, alright guys, have a good talk. See you later. 73s.
73s, Ross. You have a great day. Mark, yeah, you and I could probably spend hours talking about firearms and related issues. Sounds like you're well up on the topic.
Yes, yeah. I mean, my carry is already on my belt right now. So, State Tennessee 30 actually has pretty low restrictions on carry. You don't even have to have a permit to carry in State Tennessee as long as you're over 21. I went and got my State Tennessee pistol permit because I travel to different states and a lot of the states recognize it. So, still went through that course. I went through the New York State pistol permit course and the Tennessee one was better in teaching you how to properly do the firearm. You had to qualify with it. I had to shoot 150 rounds at 50 at 3 yards, 50 at 7 yards, and then another 50 at 10 or 15. So they actually make you have to qualify, make sure you can shoot, and you had to stay within some certain number of points to, you know, make sure that you shoot properly. So, I mean, they obviously teach you the laws and different things here, but, you know, New York State, you just do this and this, and you have to get this person's permission and sign off on this background, more background checks. So it's a little different, a little more freer version of it, but I have friends up there in New York that they need firearms too, and they complain with all the restrictions.
Yeah, I have shot that type of qualification course before. Actually, it was part of a Tuesday night league that I shoot in. It was just for us. It wasn't for the state or anything. But I understand the proficiency, that everyone should have, and, the training that people should get on their own. I don't feel it should be a requirement, but it should definitely be something that everybody wants.
Yeah, there's a lot of people even here that I would not want to see them operate a firearm, knowing that they're fake gas capacity. I've been to a couple public ranges here where I've seen some hooligans here having firearms, and I've lost because they were just not safe. So, there is that drawback too. So, I guess with freedom comes responsibility, right? You're as a free citizen, you're responsible for your actions and stuff, and having to take responsibility for it, especially something as a firearm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you've got to take responsibility for everything that comes out of that barrel. And that's important, and I think some people don't really understand that, and hopefully they never have to experience the ramifications of that. So this is KE2 GDQ.
An incident with my neighbors that weren't even, because I have a little area in my backyard that brought back my property at 13 acres, and I have a big hill that I can shoot into. I had an issue with them. They called the sheriff on me saying that I was shooting towards their house, even though it's on the complete opposite side of where my thing was. But the sheriff was fantastic here and talked to me. He's like, you're perfectly fine. I served overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan, because I was shot at, because I know what real rounds sound like. He's like, the way he was describing it has nothing to do with it, because it was just the way the firearm was, echo was bouncing off these areas. So there's always people that will try to be there. I always make sure that I know what I'm shooting at, I know what's behind it, and there's a barrier hard stop.
Yeah, absolutely. That is one of the first rules of firearm safety, know what's behind your target. And you know, you don't want to shoot anything that you're not willing to kill. I still see some guys will sweep their muzzle, even though I know the gun's unloaded, they'll still sweep their muzzle past other people. And they get a little, sometimes they get a little lax. But so far, so good. I've never, ever experienced a negligent discharge.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I'm about to head into to work, so I'm going to sign off here, KF4DGA. And I can't, I know yours is what, DDQ something is the suffix on it, but have a good one.
73, KR4DGA, this is KE2GDQ, clear.